And welcome to the final Rock'em Nation post-game podcast of the 2008 football season. We just watched Missouri, for all intents and purposes, beat Kansas State 41-10 before Ron Prince left his most prolific starter in, used his timeouts, kicked an onside kick, and proved why he's doesn't have the clue or the class to be a Division I head football coach. And Missouri finished with an easy 41-24 victory that wasn't nearly that close. This is I Am the Boy. We've got the beef here. Ross and RPTGWB and Uribe and all the other usual suspects all froze to death and are nowhere near us. It's just the two of us. Just like old times.
In the friendly confines of the RAV4.
That's right. That's right. We're not sitting outside here. It was ridiculously. Yeah, it was ridiculously cold. All right. So,
should we just get it out of the way?
For the next 60 seconds, this is an R-rated podcast. Seth, I know you want to.
You know, I feel bad. I said this to you on the way over. I feel bad that K-State fans were sold a bill of goods by either Weiser or Weffold or Weefald or whoever was responsible for hiring Ron Prince. And in his two trips to Faurot Field, a once proud program has not only gotten the shit kicked out of them, for lack of a better way to describe it, but then has taken the most unclassy way and on a freezing cold day and a pouring down rain day proved absolutely nothing. All that they have proven is that Ron Prince is, to me, now a pariah of the coaching world and has no, does not deserve at all to have another head coaching job. And so to K-State fans who may look at this and say, oh, we showed a lot of heart, you know, whatever, you didn't show us shit, you know, and I feel bad for you. I really do. Your program was built up to a considerable heights by Bill Snyder and was absolutely torn to the ground by this guy. So I have nothing but solace for you, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you now have to root for this program.
Yeah, I do. Our boy Ty with Bring on the Cats, I know he feels just the same about Ron Prince. So, you know, we're in good company here, but that was, you know, the onside. I mean, we joked about it, and then it happened. We joked that there was going to be an onside kick, and then there was. We joked that they were going to actually use timeouts, and then they did. And I mean, power to you. I hope you and the 500
feel good that you won a minute and a half of a 60 minute game.
Feel good that
and
you
over
almost
120 minutes of Ron Prince coaching in Faurot Field. You called six timeouts or probably four and won 3 minutes of 120.
Yeah, and you almost doubled your yardage in the last 2 minutes of the game against Missouri's second and third stringers. But you know,
feel good and let that carry you the rest of the season. And God willing, I hope you didn't screw up the one good move you could have made and trying to hire Gary Patterson. I pray that you didn't screw that up, but odds are, considering what you're now looking at, you did, and Godspeed to you.
Yeah, first 58 minutes of the game was all we're going to talk about from now on. And I mean, it was, you know, I think I said sometime in the fourth quarter, you know, as we're very leisurely winning 41-10, I think, you know, the fans were getting a little annoyed at times. The offense seemed out of sync. And in the end, we put up 41 points and 500 yards. Yeah. And I think we're going to miss these lackluster 500 yard efforts next year. But
and
I mean, it was
the emotion of this game was strange because I think we all anticipated and who knows what the players go through. None of us have played, so we don't know what they're going through, but I think we all anticipated perhaps a little bit more of an emotional start to the game, and it just wasn't there. And then the feel of the game to me was off. Chase didn't have a good ball today.
Yeah.
He didn't have a good game, but he wasn't throwing a good ball at all. You know, high, short, whatever. He made the throws he needed to. Jeremy Macklin proved that, you know, while it was nice of him to come out and say, if I'm not a first-round draft pick, I'm not going.
He's a first-round draft pick.
You were amazing in 2 years, and you're going to make a lot of money, God willing, and live the rest of your life. And thank you for what you've done. But you're going, and you earned an extra $100,000 for taking a direct snap and running it in for 60 yards and not having anybody near you.
Yeah. Everybody knew you were going to run the ball, and you still did for a touchdown. Chase, he seemed to make the right decisions for the most part, but he didn't have that extra touch on the ball. Maybe, I mean, it was just freaking cold outside, and there's a little breeze. And
Chase Kaufman, you're a warrior, and thank you for all you did, and I'm sorry you couldn't even get out on the field today. And I just feel bad that you couldn't step on the field. Great that Andrew Jones got out there. Jarrell Jackson, thank you for catching that ball. Sorry that you got smoked in the fourth quarter there. You know, we showed that we have some things you know, in the hopper for next year. But Kaufman, you unfortunately deserved better. Not that it was anybody's fault. You're a warrior, and you should have been able to play today, and I feel bad for that.
Yeah. I don't really know what to add. It was really, you know, Derek Washington ran pretty hard. Didn't he got tripped up a few times when it looked like he was about to have some big gains. Macklin really did just torch two or three plays when he needed to, and the game was never ever in question. I mean, Josh Freeman is I'm not gonna say he's a terrible quarterback.
He's the poster boy for how bad of a coach Ron Prince is.
He is not a hair better than he was 2 years ago when he started as a true freshman. And I feel bad for him. Whether he could have done better here, he'd be a redshirt sophomore right now. He'd have possibly 2 years of starting ahead of him if he had ended up in Missouri. But
and Lamarck Brown, too. Boy, howdy, son. Yeah. You got sold a bill of goods by one of the worst of all time.
Yeah, and they just didn't really have anything. The play calling was uncreative. And Missouri's defense, like I said, Kansas State ended up putting about 150 yards on the board in the last 2 minutes. Before then, K-State had not even 200 yards, I don't think, total offense. Or barely 200 yards. And you know, I did not agree with Missouri's defensive game plan last week against Robert Griffin and Baylor, but the last two home games against K-State and Colorado, they kept things basic. They basically said, we are more athletic than this offense. They cannot do anything against our base defense. We're not going to do anything fancy. We're just going to stop them. And they did. I mean, K-State and Colorado are not good offenses, but we shut them down. So
great to see Chavis out there getting back in it. Probably taking minutes, I guess, from Coulter, it seemed, because Smith was out there a bunch. Ziggy Hood, good for you for making getting a turnover in your last game. Spoon and Christopher, you guys were all over the field. Spoon, I hope you come back. The defensive secondary, was what it was. I actually saw Geddes make a couple of tackles. Yeah. They were actually throwing towards him. Not that Freeman, I think, has any idea of how to identify defenses out there and react to it, but.
And we're gonna cut this short. We're at 7 minutes, and my battery on this recorder is about dead. And we don't really have anything else major to say anyway. But just
nothing that's not going to get
right.
Me,
I think you're gonna be fined by the FCC if you unleash another curse word here. But no, it was a nice, easy win. It was a cold day. Nobody got hurt. We and most of all, Nebraska beat Kansas today. Meaning, if Missouri can take care of business in Ames, which isn't a total given, but it's likely, and if Texas can take care of business in Lawrence, which again, not a given, but pretty likely, that will mean that Missouri will have clinched the North title, the Big 12 North title, before the Armageddon at Arrowhead 2, which, I mean, knowing what's happened in that Missouri-Kansas series in the past, nothing would make me happier than to have clinched the North before that game and to be in very good shape heading into two straight games at Arrowhead. So
I say cue the band.
Yeah. Go Tigers. It's been wonderful watching this senior class.
Yeah, it really has. I think that it'll hit us at another time as to what we were able to see in these last 2 years and these last two seasons worth of home games. What, 12-1, 11-1?
11-1 the last 2 years, yeah. And it's just been wonderful watching Chase Daniel and Chase Kaufman and William Moore and everybody else. We thank you guys tremendously. I hope 3-4 years from now we're saying that senior class has been as successful or more than this one. That would be a great thing for the program, but you guys have turned the program around. We appreciate it. And apparently this is our last attempt, our last chance to rail at Ron Prince. So Ron Prince, screw you.
Oh, terrible.
And I hope you don't
coach again. I hope you don't have to impact another university in the way that you've impacted K-State.
Cue Brass Bonanza. Positivity, everybody.
Positivity.
We'll see you next year. Later, guys.